The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
South Carolina is home to 72 community banks with $39.2 billion in deposits. We have 337 credit union branches, 3,600 independent insurance agents, 94 different companies in the mortgage business, and a whole host of other small and medium-sized businesses operating in other parts of the financial services industry. Now, since Mick Mulvaney left Congress in 2017, South Carolina has not had a has not had representation on the influential House Financial Services Committee until now. Joining us for our weekly Tuesday with Timmons, Congressman William Timmons. Congressman, congratulations on your selection to serve on this very important committee.
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you, and thank you. We worked very hard to get there, and we're just excited to get to work on these issues that are incredibly important to the upstate.
Congressman, first, walk us through that process. How were you chosen to be on this committee?
So the committee assignments and committee leadership are determined by the steering committee, and I served on the steering committee as the freshman representative on the steering committee, and in that capacity, my job was to advocate for my classmates to help them get the best committee assignments possible. It was particularly challenging due to the number of seats that we had lost and the fact that we were in a majority, but it went well, and I built a lot of very important relationships. And through that process, I was able to show that I was hardworking and had a level head, and I then was considered for this position. Unfortunately, Sean Duffy from Wisconsin resigned due to family issues he's having. He's having his ninth child, and apparently the child is not healthy, so prayers are with him. But that created an opening, and six people threw their name in there, and we had to meet with all 29 members of the steering committee and make our pitch, and I was able to get the slot. So we're excited to get to work. It was a heavy lift, and now I get to read probably 1,000 hours of Congressional Research Service reports. It's going to be great.
Well, now, Congressman, hold on a minute there now. Go to the Nancy Pelosi School of Legislating. You don't have to read the bills. Just vote on them.
That is correct. That is correct. And Joey, you know the speaker's coming here in the near future. I think it's going to be fantastic to see the reception she gets here in the upstate.
Well, Congressman, I think you and I need to buy a table and invite some of our friends and be there. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm afraid. I thought about going to welcome her, but at the same time, there's a guarantee that at some point someone's going to run against me and say I was supporting the speaker, and I'm just kind of afraid of that, giving them any credibility with that attack in the future.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, Congressman, but you're right. You don't even need to be in the same city when she's here. But now we're going to rally, and we're going to have a welcoming committee for the speaker when she comes into town on Friday. We're working on that now.
I'm fully in favor of that, but I do think that we need to show the speaker that we are the bigger people, the bigger individuals. We need to be respectful, we need to be kind.
Yep.
We need to just remind her that the government is not the answer to our problems. Individual liberty, and I would say maybe the most important thing we could talk about with her is life. The speaker has not allowed a vote on the Born Alive Protection Act. She's been requested 83 times now. And
wow,
this is a very simple bill. When an abortion is botched and the child is born, and the child is alive, you have to give it life-saving protection. You cannot then choose to end the life of a child that is born alive. So, I mean, really, all it is don't murder human beings. But we still have to pass laws to address what's going on in New York. And I guess Virginia has shelved their plans. But, New York, that is the law of the land at this time. So we need to do something to stop that.
Yep. And you're right. That you'd think that would just be a simple one. But the speaker, she doesn't want you guys to to vote on that. All right, so let's talk for a minute, because last week, after you and I called up last Tuesday morning, of course, Speaker Pelosi, the chaos just kind of increased as she has given her blessing on the House impeachment inquiry. Let's talk about that process for a minute, and the fact that we're still just in the inquiry stage. So nothing has really changed, has it?
That's correct. Nothing has changed. But more importantly, it is very frustrating that the speaker has taken unilateral authority to legitimize an impeachment inquiry. But you got to think about this, Joey. They've been engaging in an impeachment inquiry since the president got elected. First,
yes,
it was for Russian collusion. Then it was obstruction. Then it was financial gain. And now it's Ukraine. So
yeah,
the way that this has worked for the entirety of Congress is that the House of Representatives votes on a resolution to begin an impeachment inquiry. And that is the mechanism that is supposed to occur. There was no vote on the floor. There was no vote to determine whether, as a body, we wanted to move forward. And the reason there wasn't is she doesn't have the votes. And she doesn't want to put her members on the record. We then, the Republican leader, required three or four different votes to force them to either reconsider what the speaker had done or proceed. So, I mean, there is a technical on-the-record vote, but mm-hmm, it was party line. And, I mean, it's just it's a political theater, and it's everything wrong with Washington. It is,
yeah,
it is really – it's something that we got to change, and I'm working to help find a new path forward.
What's your response on the theatrics of Adam Schiff last week and his parody?
It is beneath the institution to just make stuff up and allege that it was the president. And, you know, it's also beneath the institution to announce that you're going to be moving forward with an impeachment inquiry before you have the facts.
Yep.
I mean, this is not, you know, higher level thinking. This is third grade stuff. You know, you could ask a bunch of third graders, well, what did he do? Well, we don't know yet. Well, what didn't he do? I mean, you got to have the facts before you even make a decision on what to do. So that's what we're dealing with in Washington, and it's a little bit challenging, but I have hope.
Yeah, I can imagine. So the next step, after they finish their so-called inquiry, the next step, of course, would be drafting the articles of impeachment. And it's my understanding that's something that the House Judiciary Committee does, right?
That is correct. And ultimately, that is the vote that will occur on whether, if you view it in terms of a criminal trial, the resolution for an impeachment inquiry is the warrant that the judge signs, and that leads to the arrest. And then the impeachment inquiry is what goes on prior to the indictment. The indictment is the articles of impeachment, and then the trial is in the Senate, presided by the Supreme Court Chief Justice. So
right,
that's the situation we're in. I do not believe that it will get to the Senate. You know, this is the thing. They have to actually lay out what happened, why this is high crimes, and it's just not there. It's
yep,
just not there.
Yep, yep. Congressman William Timmons, always good to hear from you, and congratulations again on your selection of serving on the House Financial Services Committee. I just can't stress to my listeners how important that is, and you'll do a great job for us on that committee. So congrats again on being selected by your colleagues to serve.
Joey, great to be with you. Thank you, and look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, good deal. And have a great time. You're back in the district, right?
I'm here for 2 weeks, and
yep,
I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, well, good for you. Hope I'll see you out and about somewhere. Have a great day, Congressman.
Yes, sir.
Sure,
you too.
Thing.
Thanks. Bye.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.